Gang, quick announcement on the Middle Class Famous Tour. We are going to be coming to a city near you for a live stand-up show and playing AYG with the audience. We're going to be in San Francisco, California, Los Angeles, California, La Jolla, California.
And we'll also be in Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit, Denver, Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Chicago, and over there to Rosemont.
And that's just to May. We're going to be adding some dates. It's going to be a fantastic time. Grab the squad. Come out and see us.
Get your tickets. It's a good time.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
It's a little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find out if they grew up to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash,
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here at Aunt Tootie's basement. Caught her upstairs rooting through the mail at the neighbor's house.
Okay.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's an international businessman. And it doesn't matter how you get the laugh as long as you get it. And I got it this week. And payday's coming up. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan.
That one was a little undercooked, if you ask me. What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking, baby! Woo! And then Patreon.com is on fire. There's a sale. Everything must go. Get in now.
Yeah.
We're approaching our next goal, which is the $10,000
block. I ain't got it, man!
The $10,000 roulette spin. On black, that is.
Of course. Black. Always bet on black. Shout out to Wesley Snipes.
So check it out. There's, you know, over 100 episodes of AYG and Hard Feelings on there. Check it out. A lot of content. Do it.
Yeah. At 10 G's is going to be a real bad timer right there.
And if you're on the Patreon, you know he ain't got it.
Speaking of not gotten it, how about a nice quick shout-out to our producer extraordinaire? That was mean. The magic man makes us all look good. My best pal in the whole wide world, and I love him to death. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Toby McMullen, everybody.
Aha, uh-huh. What's up, dudes?
What's up, T-Bone?
Good to see you, buddy.
Dude, hell yeah. I just want to say that Bert episode's cooking, and for everyone hit me up, I'm changing my fucking number.
Ooh.
Look, this kid's getting real high class.
I know. Real hoity-toity.
Who's hitting you up?
It was a bit.
I didn't even call him, folks. I don't know. If I'm not calling him, I don't know who's calling him.
I thought your name was Tony until a week ago. Yeah. Gang, this is a family episode, but we got a little company in the building. Most of you love him. He's family. I don't know what to tell you. You can't pick your family.
No.
You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Pick your friends, pick your nose, but you can't pick your family.
That's it. He's got to go.
I'm on kind of fire. Little...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cousin Ian Finance, everybody.
Twice
in the
removed.
Flesh.
Love you guys. Glad to be here. If you're watching at home, smoke them if you got them.
Blur that out. They're not paying for that. Dude, it's only a matter of time till he comes in here with his own brand endorsements and
yes.
starts plugging them heavy.
With his own cigarettes?
Yeah. That's Luden's, right. Cough drops, folks.
Yep. Red Bull gives you wings. To fly
Ian's-
back in time and delete that.
That's why you love them, folks.
Ian's new energy drink, red faced.
Pick yourself up a Red Balls. Is your sack red?
Gives you lumps.
Red face gives you lumps. Holy shit. Buddy, good to see you. It's been a while. We haven't seen you since Christmas.
I know. Well, you know, Christmas came early this year because I'm back. Thank you for having me, fellas. I love yous. And you guys say yous. And in Delaware,
sure.
We say yuz.
Hey,
ah,
yeah, it's a little bit
no
of a difference.
Good.
Even more trashy.
Same horse.
I've never heard that in Delaware.
Color. What?
I never heard that in Delaware.
What are yous? What
yeah.
are you?
What are yous doing?
What
I
you?
Love yous.
Love
See yous later.
We love yous.
Well, yeah. My family do love yous.
Yeah,
love
we do. Loves yous. Love yous.
Loves yous.
I don't think that's a specific Delaware thing.
I think it is.
Love
I've
yous.
Only heard it in Delaware. Shout out to my noops, my clay monsters.
You've only been there in Newark, so it's not saying much.
Newark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Newark is Jersey. Newark is Delaware.
Ah.
Speaking of branding as well, shout out to Blacklisted for the hat. Blacklisted
this
Hardcore
fucking guy.
Is a band from Philadelphia.
You're like an infomercial.
Anybody else
now?
Anybody else you owe money to that you got to give a
Jesus
shout out?
Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, I know I ain't got the $2,000, but I'm going on AYG. I'll
shout
give
out to Use Painting in Delaware.
I'm also for sure going to bleep that just because fuck you.
What? No.
Oh, everybody's
you should
got
check
the,
them out.
Everybody's
you
got the guns.
They're
out.
A great band.
Who would? That's not a Phillies hat?
Blacklisted. It's a Phillies hat, but the B is for Blacklisted.
Oh,
it's a
okay,
band from Philly. They're no longer together.
I'm going to blur all your logos like a Snoop Dogg video.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till next time I just wear shirts with so many logos on them.
You come in like a boxer.
Yeah.
Fig Newtons on his glasses.
I'm moving around so Toby can't blur me. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Dressed like a big hamburger.
Sandwich board.
Just
turn it into the car wash. There it is.
Have you ever used a sandwich board professionally? I would have to assume you had to have.
No.
Never.
Never.
What about one of those signs? Were you ever the guy out flipping the
signs? Signs?
Yeah, like TurboTax or whatever.
You've done
I
some
was
shitty
a Santa
promotion.
Claus for the Salvation Army once.
Where? Ringing the bell?
Court ordered, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I was a volunteer. I wasn't with Salvation Army. I did it on my own.
Oh, my God.
If you stand across the street, you can undercut them.
They want a quarter? I'll take a nickel.
I went to Salvation Navy. Hello? Wait, yeah. What do you mean?
In high school, I used to volunteer a lot. And
so you actually volunteered for the Salvation? Mm-hmm. Were you ringing the bell or were you
kids
Christmas sitting on your
time,
lap?
I was ringing a bell. No kids are sitting on my lap. Stop playing out your fantasies, Henry.
Can you sit on my lap?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were the guy ringing the bell or you were doing something different with
it. I was ringing the bell outside of a Super G, getting everyone to come.
What's a Super G?
Super Giant. It was a grocery store
in
Delaware. Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. Went out to Acme, did that as well. I used to volunteer a ton up until like... Before COVID, I was volunteering like every other weekend. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I really
I don't think
it.
I've ever volunteered.
I want to get back into it. It's really fun.
It's been on my resume my entire life, my professional resume.
Yeah?
Yeah, acting.
What, that Microsoft Excel?
I'm proficient in PowerPoint.
Yeah.
No, that I did a bunch of volunteer work, like
really?
For waiting tables and stuff. Yeah, they never check on that shit.
Dude, I went down south and helped tear out and... patch up homes that got hit by hurricanes after Katrina.
Are you stealing copper?
Oh, huh?
What are you doing down there?
Make a lot of money that way. You know?
Yeah, this one's totaled.
Yeah.
The insurance is going to cover it anyway.
Stealing from a different house. Yeah. I thought it was damaged. Yeah, dude. It was awesome. I loved it. I used to drive a van around the Bronx.
That doesn't sound safe.
Handing out food
picking
to the
up
homeless.
Kids.
Yeah.
Where'd you
handing
get the food?
Out what? Lines.
Handing out food to the homeless.
Where would you get the food?
It was part of New York Cares. You would meet at like a place, you'd load up the van with food, then you go around to these like drop-off places, everyone lines up, you hand out the food, and they called me the mustard man, because I was the guy that handed out the mustard to them. Nice.
He was
mustard,
a specialist.
Gave you the big job.
Yeah. Mustard and a cigarette. No, it was fun, man.
Well, that's
pretty
nice,
heroin come back,
man.
And they ask for more oranges.
Wait, what?
Yeah, if you want like sweets when you're on drugs. Come down from drugs, you know?
I would know. It never come down. I like to keep it right up there, folks.
Still love sweets.
Yeah, you and your weight.
Dude, you are Cousin Ian. I swear to God.
He's also been trying to horn himself in on the fucking Disney trip, by the way.
What's going
on with the Disney? When we go to Disney?
When we going to Disney?
His pitch is just this.
Yeah.
Just goes like that. Huh? Am I right? Yeah,
I saw him at the club the other night at the Mickey Mouse ears.
I was just going to say I already bought the ears. God damn it.
Have you ever been?
I went twice in school. We had a Florida trip. You went if you... I mean, everyone went, but I almost didn't go because I was one detention away from getting
not
kicked off the
trip. Is this elementary school or high school?
Elementary school.
Really?
What, in elementary school? You were getting detentions in elementary school?
I was a bad kid in elementary
school. Yeah, what the fuck? I didn't know they had detention in elementary.
I had to change my group of friends, and it was a blessing because I changed my group of friends.
They kept stuffing me in a locker.
Still friends with them to this day. Shout out.
What about the old crew?
Justin and Fred. Justin works for an industrial air conditioning company. The name of the... No, I'm kidding.
We'll put his number up there.
Yeah. What happened to the old crew?
Oh, man. Trouble.
Really?
Ooh,
wrong side of the tracks?
Wrong side of the tracks, buddy. Don't want to get in.
Who has wrong side of the tracks friends in elementary school?
This guy.
What could they have been doing that was so bad?
Oh.
What got you to detention?
Fighting, acting out in class, talking back.
Having a mustache at 8.
Freaking out the faculty.
Refusing to take my jean jacket. Yeah.
Sir, you can't get sir, you can't smoke it.
Smoking in the faculty lounge?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I got my social
Mr.
studies
Mr. Whitney,
homework.
You got a light on you?
Dude, I would ask so many questions, they limited me to two questions in class.
You had to be
What were you on?
Horrible.
You were on Ritalin? What were you on as a kid?
Nah, just start naming them. I was on everything.
Everything but roller skates. Yeah. That's a Goldman line.
Everything but good behavior.
Fucking pill bottle.
Yeah, everything but the honor roll, I think. Yeah.
No, some of the bad kids were trying to get me to give them my Ritalin, and they would give me weed and, you know, typical seventh grade stuff.
Yeah. All right, seventh
Smoking,
grade.
Smoking,
okay.
You know?
So in seventh grade, your school, a public school in Delaware.
No, I didn't go to public school.
You went to
like
a private
Catholic school.
You went to a Catholic. It makes more sense. They would do a trip where you went down to Disney World.
Yeah, and it was like it was incentivized to make sure like you got good grades. You had to have a certain grade point average.
Who paid for it? Did each individual parent have to pay?
I think it was paid by the school. I don't know. I think
it's pretty good.
We took a big old bus down.
Wait, you drove down?
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's not cool. Yeah. That's
what
not
do you think?
Cool.
You were running drugs, you idiot.
Yeah.
You were a
we
fucking
were
mule.
It up. Yeah. I know. It's it made me swallow a bunch of water balloons before I went down.
Puking in a motel bathroom.
I thought we were auditioning for Double Dare.
Yeah.
I have some information that may change your desire to go to Disney World ever.
Why?
You can't smoke.
That's not true.
That's not true.
There is smoking sections.
Oh,
if they can
they?
Sex traffic kids at Disney World, we can
all right.
smoke
hey,
some fucking
well,
burnings.
I didn't say that, all right?
All right?
I'm a company man.
Speaking of which, when are we going?
No, you can. There's certain places you can smoke, for sure. Dude. There's like one or two in each park, and they're very small.
I'm
and they're,
smoking in
they're
line.
Hidden behind trees.
Are you kidding me? I'm smoking on Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Maybe we wait until after the...
You can go on the rides. This is going to be a quick trip through fucking Magic Kingdom.
You guys got any new construction starting down there anytime
God.
Soon?
Hey, we're going to need some fucking cranes on the monorail.
Maybe.
It's going to be me. It's going to be me, Ian, and Toby on your back in the lazy river going down the whitewater ramp. There she blows.
He ate two goofies. Maybe we wait till after the casino thing. How are we supposed to go down and have a good time? We got that hanging over our heads.
What, the casino thing?
Yeah.
Well, the casino thing we can do in a night.
No, I'd say do the casino thing on the way to Florida. Are you kidding
We're
me?
We're not driving to Florida.
What? Yeah, do what the fuck. This isn't Father Dirtbags or wherever the fuck you went to school.
But that's
Our
part
Lady
of the fun.
Our Lady of No Money.
How long was the trip?
7 days.
Our Lady of No Money. I'm getting steamrolled over here.
Saying IOUs.
Ian was probably... Saying IOUs. You were probably on some fucking no-fly list or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, dude, one kid bullied me, and I punched him in the back of the head before the trip.
Who rabbit punches
and
somebody
then,
as a kid?
Oh, dude. Well, one of the construction workers that was doing work at the house told me if you get bullied, you just run up, punch him in the back of the head. And so I did.
I don't think he was a construction worker.
Well, some vagrant. That was
somebody your mom took in.
Just because he fixed your mom's bed.
Yeah. One of my uncles for the week told me this. So I hit this kid, and we ended up becoming buddies on the trip. You know?
Yeah.
Threw him in an alligator pond on the way.
No,
do you still talk to him?
I don't say his name. No.
No.
Yeah. No. I only talked to three of the kids I went to grade school with. Still friends to this day.
So you went in seventh and eighth
weddings.
Grade.
Yeah. And then in eighth grade, I went down as like a, I guess
you went
kind
twice
of like a
in the
chaperone.
Same year.
You went as a chaperone?
Yeah. Like they had maybe like four or five eighth graders that went with the seventh graders. And when they'd go in groups,
that's what
like
they told
the eighth
you, anyway.
Grader would like, you know, yeah.
he
like
was wearing a helmet
leader, you know? Yeah. Making the decision. I was a big shot at Epcot. Already been there.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Mm-hmm. The only kid on a trip sitting in a car seat.
He's wearing a diaper.
I'm like Stillwell in A League of Their Own, running up the
running
aisle.
Up, hitting everybody in the back of the head. Madonna
stink.
Wants to beat you up.
You stink. Gina Davis chasing you around the bus.
I say Atlantic City Casino, you win. Amazing time in Florida. You lose. You got Florida to look forward to.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
The only problem with planning the Disney trip is we had it on the books. We had to move it because we're going to California next week.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be this week, I think. So that was the only thing we had to change it, but it just takes way more time to plan that. You need to plan that, and you know, you can't just fucking get up and go. We can get up and go to fucking AC tonight if you want to.
Nah, it's all right.
You want to jump the gun.
Wow.
Let the money go.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Right? That might entice them to join. And we go, it's already in the can. We'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to poker face that.
For the next 5 weeks, fully sheet white.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to fucking Are You Garbage?
That goddamn Patreon.
And if we won, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Desperately
begging
for more
Patreon. I'm already
thinking
about what I'm going to blow the money on.
What?
I don't
taxes, know. Taxes. I hope it's taxes.
Oh, I got to call my tax guy.
Mm. Same tax guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Everybody uses it.
Wow. This guy's great.
Yeah, he's all right.
I'm writing off everything.
All right, Ian, relax. Sorry.
Do you talk to him or do you talk to the assistant?
Oh, I talk to him.
Really?
I talk to him, too.
You do?
You're just a new bozo.
Yeah, buddy.
Man. I haven't got past the secretary yet.
I'm waiting in the lobby.
Can't even get past the doorman.
I'm waiting in the lobby with flowers and candy like an asshole. Gang, this is a family episode.
It sure is.
We have business here at 2-4.
Yeah.
And that's when you sign up for the old Patreon there, as pre-mentioned here on this particular broadcast. You get a question asked on the air.
Whoa.
Now, as KJ says, this is a memo from up top, we do have a bit of a backlog, but this is the best way to get on the show.
That was not this week's memo.
Or hit us with a strong heater on fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
come through with some goods.
All right, let's get into it a little. We got a couple of fucking heaters. This one, I don't know how this has never came up. This is for Morgan, first time, long time, $10 homie.
Yes.
Have you or anyone you know been an underage bartender?
What?
Yeah. Back in the, like, there was bars where you could be like a fucking 18 or 16 year old bartender.
I think that's legal.
I don't know.
In the state of Pennsylvania.
I knew kids when we were 16 for bartending. We would go
at 16
down off the boulevard.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah, it was like an old cop.
That's like
bar.
A farmer rule. Like you can drive at 13.
I'm not
That's
saying
insane.
It was on the up and up, Ian.
I mean, God.
It was all underage kids and like retired cops. And
you work at Quincieras? What the hell is going on?
I was a pinata man. God damn it. Couldn't get it out.
Did you ever have a pinata an actual pinata at a birthday party?
No, I went to one with a pinata.
Yeah, I've only
and
been
pin the tail on the donkey. That was great.
God,
I'm remembering
that.
It now.
Woo! Really?
Still remember the neighborhood.
You were using a real livestock, though.
It's a real donkey. This donkey's got to be back by 3.
He just keeps sticking his finger in his ass. Ooh, I missed again. Ooh, I missed again.
I bring my own blindfold.
Hey, pull your pants off.
Take that ball gag off.
Pin the dick in the donkey? What?
You can serve booze underage in almost any state. The one who plays it the most fast and loose is Maine, which across the board, 17. Let them fly.
Whoa, I like that.
Wait.
Mix it up, huh?
So you got to be a 17-year-old checking people's IDs to see if they're 21.
Sure.
That's crazy.
Yes, yeah.
You're not drinking. You're serving alcohol.
How are you going to be a bartender and not drink?
It's true.
Why else would you get the job as a bartender at 17?
Hey, man, I agree with you.
You got a good work ethic? No, you're trying
to You need the cash, Ian. It's a cash job. Walk with a stack of tips.
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever bartended?
No.
Have you worked in the service industry?
Yeah.
Waiting tables? Where'd you wait tables?
Oh, New York, Delaware.
Where'd you wait tables?
Just naming states. Wyoming.
Just states we've never been to.
Yeah.
We're not going to go check you.
I know.
Wisconsin.
Where did you wait tables in New York City?
Oh, Lower East Side. A place called Cassanese. No longer exists. Directly across the street.
You tanked them?
From this, kind of. I would give people free champagne and say,
champagne.
Welcome to New York on Sunday brunch. You try to get, dude, one time I tried to scam
this guy. Oh, I bet
you
were a fucking scumbag.
For a tip, and I would use their last name and say that it was mine. And oh my God, do you have a cousin? To try to get like a little relationship.
Wait, how would you find
money.
Out his name when he swiped
the card? Yeah.
He would swipe the card to be like, all right, John Stevenson.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you're John Stevenson?
Yeah.
I'm Ian Stevenson.
One time I did that and I was like, oh my God, I think we're late. He's like, I'm from South Africa. And I was like,
well,
all right.
The good
part
is the good part or the bad part? What are we talking about? Have you ever been to Disney World?
Do you own any diamond mines by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
No, then get the fuck
out. It was directly across the street from the school I taught at.
I could see you going up to tables and being like, yeah, but I talked to the owner. This bread's on a hail.
Yeah. I hated servers like that.
I'm not
like
supposed
that.
To do this, but you guys seem like nice guys.
You were probably robbing that place
Everything
blind.
Was making them to be out to be a favor. Like, oh, trust me, I got you to try to get a tip.
Listen, we 86 the shrimp, but
I
think there's some back there. I'll take care of you.
I was banned from getting shift drinks.
Here you go.
You were banned from getting shift drinks?
Yeah, at the end of shifts.
Because you made a fool of yourself.
No, because I was an alcoholic. Hauler. Well,
some would say two go hand in hand. Two strangers walking the night.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was wild, dude. We used to walk in and just do pill trades. It was fucking great.
Yeah, it was a good time back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was something, man.
You're going up to tables. Yo, you mind if I hang out for a little bit?
Yeah, my shift's done. Can I wrap this up with you?
Seat taken?
You pull it backwards, sit like AC Slater.
Good news
you
is.
You done with that?
Good news is I got some dessert coming for us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that
it was
you.
Great.
Gave people free shit you weren't allowed to give them, free dessert.
When I was younger and drinking, but when I was sober waiting tables, I was company man through and through.
By the book, huh?
By the book. Loved it. One of my favorite jobs I ever had was I was a server at this place in Wilmington called Eclipse. It's 500 North Union Street,
pretty
Wilmington,
sure that's a
Delaware.
Strip club.
yeah,
try the cheesesteak egg roll.
It was so fun, dude.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I never really waited. I bust. All growing up.
You were in and out.
Yeah, no.
You weren't really in the biz.
Dude, we did it in college.
You were bussing tables in college?
Bussing tables.
Yeah, I was the only bus boy.
Jesus.
I used to make so much
fucking
money.
Fucking head injury Harry over here. What the fuck?
It was a great
bussing
place.
Bussing tables?
I would make more than the fucking, I would be the only bus boy.
That's what every dirtbag bus
and
boy
I,
says.
Dude,
that's
they would get
true.
Mad. I'm telling you.
What?
They would get mad. They'd be like, what the fuck? Because they'd be like, it was huge. It was Portofino on Walnut Street. Remember that place?
Wait, they split nice tips drink. With nice. The bus boy?
Yeah, I get 10% of everybody's fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think 10%, right? That's the going rate.
I don't
rate.
Think we did. We bust yeah. our own tables.
Some restaurants.
Hillbillies. We're talking about refined people.
Oh, you were on pills. God. There was probably no restaurant.
I was giving the dishwasher.
Probably in your mom's kitchen.
I was giving the dishwasher a ride home. He was this deaf guy named Randall. He fucking ruled. He would rap, and it did not sound good.
I always had a blaster radio. Cousin Ian.
Woo!
Kip, let's talk about Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens AG1.
AG1 is the cool kids' college.
Yeah.
As us guys who were on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I started taking Athletic Greens?
Why is that?
Because I was finding, this is me personally, that in my workouts I was getting tired. When I would bring Athletic Greens with me, I don't get as tired.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good.
It's got everything you need in
it. It sustains me.
Yes. It's
and I'm doing it on an empty stomach in the morning.
Helps the gut health.
Gets me going through the whole day.
75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics. You're an idiot. Best thing about it's like a multi. It's like a power multivitamin. It's got everything you need in it.
That's what it is right there, huh?
It's lifestyle.
Proof's right. In the pudding, baby.
It's lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good.
Delicious.
It supports better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, alertness. It's got everything you need. What are we doing here? Just get involved with AG1.
If you're working out, I'm telling you, give it a shot. It's fantastic.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the cold and flu season. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look after your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
That.
All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/garbage. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/garbage to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now back to the show.
Back to the show.
Something else. Oh, man, you are.
Yeah, the busboy usually gets 10% of everybody's take.
And the runner, too, right?
Runner, too. You got to tip
the
runner.
That's what I started out as. I started out as a runner and then worked my way up to a server in like a week.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, dude, it's not like you got to the top of fucking NASA.
Buddy, let me tell you.
It was you and Def Randy.
That's. I mean,
it wasn't the strongest competition.
Ian, I think we're going to go with Randy on this one.
Ian, you get brunch. Randy's handling the fucking weeds,
my
all right?
God. Me and my fucking crew at the restaurant. Dude, one of the dishwashers one time called me Tortuga.
La Tortuga?
Because I was very slow.
Yeah. I remember one time I was busting tables at this place called Giuseppe's, and I was like seventh, eighth grade maybe, and I spilled water all over the ground.
Oh, God.
Like the cup overflowed in the bus pan or whatever, and I didn't have anywhere to put it, so I went and got like a rep. Before I could go get a rag and come back, this heavy set waitress, who was the biggest fucking bitch, ate shit in the middle of the dining room with a full tray of food for like table 18.
I'm just picturing Foley in a wig.
Dude, you're not wrong. You are not wrong, my friend.
With the pants too high up.
Uh-huh.
The ass really sticking out.
Yeah, the flat ass and like the fat but flat ass.
The little server thing going all the way around.
Oh,
wearing
yeah.
the same pants for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's all like dough.
Been there.
There's flour stains on them and shit.
Oh, yeah.
She Dude, you felt it in the back when she hit the ground, dude. The fucking, the neighborhood rattled. And I knew right away. I heard it. I went, oh, that's me. That's got Kippy all over.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Who the fuck bus table 13? I'm gonna take my staff meal and get the fuck out of here. My two free slices.
Man, the older female server that's been there too long is really something else.
Oh,
did a really good job in waiting on that. With the girl that was crazy, but she was cool when you hung out.
Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah. Waiting really did it very well.
Yes. Fantastic movie.
Holds up.
Yeah.
I just watched it like two weeks. Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what holds up as well? Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
One of the all-time greats.
It's phenomenal, yeah.
Good God.
Just watch that.
Almighty.
I think I watched it on a plane somewhere.
You know what doesn't hold up? Weekend at Bernie's.
I mean, did you expect it to?
It never held to begin with.
I mean, at 7, I thought it was the best movie in the world. When he's pulling the horse and carriage, that's a good fucking...
You know what doesn't translate? He-Man, believe it or not.
Really?
You know what? Remember
they
it was
don't. They're all on Tubi. G.I. Joe, He-Man, Transformers, Generation 1. Oh, brutal.
Tubi.
I don't even know what that is.
Me? Every day. They got all the Columbos.
Sounds like something they're plugging you up to in a hospital.
I mean, he had 7 cc's of Tubi for this lard ass.
Yeah, it's not good. We got him on the Tubi.
I don't even think his insurance covers it either.
Can you do 2 Tubis? Nah, I'd kill him.
You're like Jaws taking barrels. I never seen a guy take 3 Tubis before.
I'm still running around the hallway. You can't get me under control. I'm dragging those barrels.
Eating Jell-O.
We're going to need a bigger Tubi.
We're having a good time, folks. We're having a good time. Cousin Ian stops by. He had presents for us, he said.
I did.
That's what every dirtbag relative
I believe was the same wool you pulled over our eyes at Christmas, did you say? You had just forgotten our presents.
You just hear, pew!
No, I got you guys lighter covers.
Sweet. Can't wait to throw that out.
Well
no, because...
Yeah, just put it in that white bin over there on your way up.
No, you never lose a lighter when you got a lighter cover.
I'm never going to use a lighter with
really
a lighter cover.
This is really neat. We smoke a lot. You guys ask for lights.
You also look like a gypsy with that thing.
Yeah,
there's
cool.
Like turquoise and meds. Like, first of all, it's about 3.5 pounds.
You'll know where it is. It's a paperweight. You can use it to punch someone. It's fantastic. I got you one.
You have more silver
got...
on you than a Navajo priestess, too, by the way. Hey, Sam Elliott, take it easy, will you?
I go easy. Love it. I got you one with a little feather and turquoise.
Get this guy back to the res.
And I got Foley one that says sexy grandma. Can't wait to give it to you.
Well, theoretically, you didn't get this for us because it's not here.
Well, it's at my apartment if you want to come over.
Chief Ian bombs a lot.
Keith loses hair.
Chief Ian bombs a lot.
I gotta talk to the chief.
I could see you doing that too, doing a DNA test to find out if you have any Native American in you, so you get your hands on a casino.
Oh my god, that would be a dream. I just do it for the cheap cigarettes on the res.
I'll bartend.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Can I have my shift drink now? And what's the pill situation around here?
Are we doing swapsies today?
Doing swapsies on some lewds at pre-shift.
Oh my God.
Talk about a dirtbag.
Can you imagine? Amazing.
I'd never worked in a restaurant where everybody wasn't taking drugs and it wasn't
completely. Everyone's fucking each other. Everyone's doing drugs. Mm-hmm.
It was always the hot couple. There was always the cool guy.
The chef
the cool
is a
girl.
Lunatic.
Where did you fall in that? the hot couple, the cool guy, and... The guy sweating in the corner. Yeah. The guy eating someone else's chicken fingers.
Chief sweats too much.
Man, I would get real comfortable at places real fast. And just that's when the fucking eating off people's plates starts.
Oh, yeah, I was doing
when
that.
You don't give a shit. Like, because, you know, a lot of times the female servers are all tens. They're all a little bit younger. They're shows.
Yeah.
When you get comfortable with them enough to fucking eat some 50-year-old guy's burger right in front of them, that's when you know you've crossed the line. Time to start getting the applications out there.
Have you, where would you eat the food? I would put it in my pocket and then eat it in the bathroom and then go down to the walk-in and drink
pocket
the
full of meatballs.
You got a pocket full of.
Meat Where would you eat it?
I would eat it
on stage.
Yes, I do. Frequently.
No, you've been, I just got to say, it has been awesome working the cellar together. It's really fucking neat. Foley's been crushing the stage. And
he stinks. Had to bring in an architect, I heard.
Woo-wee! We need some support.
Have to find, you sign an agreement every time I get on there.
This is how crazy I am. I was mad he didn't compliment me. I didn't pick up on the joke at first. He's like, Foley's been crushing. I'm like, what the fuck? I've had some good sets.
Had some great ones. Been very
it's good
fun.
Times, buddy.
Awesome. It's been an honor to bring you guys on stage. It's very nice.
Anywho, I would eat it when I dropped it off.
Back to the food.
Stop talking about our occupation. I'm going back to my passion project. Eating leftover food from stream.
I would eat it as you cleared off the plate. Real quick.
Oh, in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf
yeah,
it down.
Yeah. Would you ever do a mishmash?
Put a sweet and low pack in there.
Put it in a to-go box so you got a whole buffet sitting waiting for
I've
you?
I've done that. Put it in a to-go box and put it up there.
Oh,
there's a lot of eyes everywhere. Some restaurants, nobody cared.
You got to do
there
it
There was something that you really did.
Dude, when I was in the back and pulling the meats for...
is that what you call it?
Immediately regretted that when I said it.
And I was back with the other bus boys pulling the meats. Yeah.
Hey, you got to get the good shifts, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, we would pack it and hand it off to each other like a drug deal. Like, you'd walk past someone and hand them a thing of meat, and then you just, the other guy go eat it, and then you do that. You do that with, like, the cheeses or the meats and the bread.
I never like, proper stole anything, like, out of, like, I wouldn't, like, put, like, a steak in my thing and bring it home.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like.
You for, definitely did stuff like that.
I mean, a couple times. No, I never did that.
Thanksgiving
Walking
one
with a case of lettuce.
I did one time. You got everything
I
half off.
I brought this home. This was my iceberg. Check the cameras. I came in with it.
I mean, you really got a speed when you got a fucking plastic bag full of calamari.
That's the kind of
shit. Yeah, I got to get home. Hey, it's just about 8 minutes left.
Yeah. Running red lights. E-brake turns around the corner.
Oh, man. Where's that case of snow crab legs? They're all sticking out of your pocket.
Hey, look, he's got them all going now.
He kidnapping lobsters out of the lobster tank.
You say anybody, I'll fucking kill you.
Tape up their mouths and put them in the trunk.
Oh, he kidnapped. We got to kill him now.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, holy shit.
That's great.
All right. This one's from Sharon, new Patreon member. First question, ever vacuum your bed sheets?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's great. Yes?
You got to.
Yeah.
When you got a cat.
Yeah, I vacuumed my bed sheets. I vacuumed the couch.
Wait. Question, are you vacuuming with the actual vacuum
or
do you have an attachment?
No, I'll put that on there.
You're putting the whole vacuum on a bed
sheet. I'll put the vacuum on the couch too and fucking
that's
100%.
You got to have an attachment, dude. You have attachments and you don't use them?
No, because what do you mean? It's bigger and easier. You just do a couple passes on the sheet and you're at it.
Bigger
yeah,
and
that's
easier.
Run all over
yeah,
your
it's
floor.
All over
it's
the
covered
floor.
In dirt.
You look like
it's
a
the same
fool.
Thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's all. If it's in my apartment, it's all the same.
That's not the case.
It looks
anything.
Like you're trying to de-ice a Silverado the way you're reaching across the bed. Are you kidding me?
This is just pure laziness.
This is insane.
To not hook up the attachments. That's
yeah,
nuts.
Dude. You got.
I think it works better. Because the attachment doesn't have the wheel inside that sucks everything up really good.
There's a reason the attachments are in there. For
yeah,
that reason.
I understand
the
that.
The people at Dyson have done the work.
Yeah.
I have a Dyson?
You think you know better than Dyson?
I don't think I know better than Dyson, but I don't have a Dyson. When I get a Dyson.
Eureka?
Hoover? Dirt Devil?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Black and Decker? What are you working with?
Huh? Maybe it's a Hoover.
Yeah?
Larry
yeah.
Hoover? Whip and work?
Dude, no. you're an insane person.
Okay.
To stand and use the attachment. Treat yourself.
Okay. You know?
That's bananas.
Treat
I'll
yourself.
Try it out. I'll try it out. I thought it was the best way to do it.
Have you ever done it to a coat?
Yeah.
Vacuumed a coat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also have this thing that goes like that. It has like felt on the bottom. That's for the cat.
Yes,
I use that
I have
on
one
my
of those.
Clothes.
That's great on the couch.
Is it like that a like an
fantastic.
No, it's not plugged in.
How often do you change litter? Say it on three. One, two, three. Once
shit
a
in
month.
The toilet.
Oh.
What's it supposed to be?
No, I do it like every other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
You're not an every other day kind of guy.
Oh, no, she keeps that.
Really? Yeah. I'm the litter guy at the house.
No, yeah, I don't handle any of that stuff.
I'm getting an automatic litter, guys.
I feed her every once in the morning when she doesn't feel like getting up. When there's enough left over.
Spraying her with a water bottle. I'll come home whenever I want.
I eat all the food myself. No.
Fucking, he's on the couch with a laser pointer.
Girlfriend's around. Yeah.
See, I pay attention to you.
Oh, man.
I get the butterfly. No, if she doesn't feel like getting up, I'll get up and feed the kitty. Wow. But I'm not going near that stuff. Year. That litter was in our room for like a week when her sister was staying.
In the room.
In the room, dude. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You got to invest in an automatic litter cleaner.
I know. She's pushing for it.
The fans out there, Venmo at Ian-Fidance.
Why?
I'll film it. It'll be fun.
So you don't have one.
I'm going to get one.
If it's somebody
just,
pays for
it's
it.
It's just I'll pay for it. With two cats, it's a lot. I mean, the thing gets full, you know. Every other day is a stretch.
Dog shit's really
like
bad.
Every night.
Dog shit's really bad, but nothing on this planet compares to fucking cat shit. It is vile.
Well, you got to get the litter that... The deodorizer.
We got all that shit.
You sure?
It's fine. Non-deodorizing.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, then why does it smell so bad? What are you feeding that guy?
Chili.
I have a 3-alarm fire chili cook-off every weekend.
Mostly just hot sauce.
He loves Frank's.
A lot of
Old
spaghetti.
Chicken wings. They're so cute when they lick out of the water bowl.
Oh, man.
Cats are the best.
Cats stink.
Adorable.
I'm a dog man. Shout out
you
to Hans.
Stink.
Head of security.
We say she's getting a little water. She had a little water.
That's
what we say. No. He brought it up.
No, we didn't.
I go, look at this little guy.
Yeah.
He's just a little guy.
I say, good morning, little Hans. Face. Nice to see you. Get to work.
Yeah, that's how you talk to a fucking German.
How much money have you made today?
Oh, I'm working for your kippy. You got to get a cat.
Are you fucking nuts? No
they're
way.
They're the best.
They're the best.
Tea cat.
Dude, they're so cute.
Me and Ian have twinsies cats.
Yes, and the way they play with each other, you can't beat it.
We're cutting this.
What?
I'm kidding.
You got to.
Dude, so
if you get a cat with your dog, your heart will be flutter.
I'd get another dog before I get a cat.
Are you going to get another dog? Are you going to do two dogs? Can't have Hansi in there by himself. You don't want to be an only child. You go to be a school shooter or something like that.
Or well, worse, I mean, me.
You weren't an only child. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I was an
only God,
my dog
right.
has a mustache.
Yeah. Has a friend named Venatio.
Oh, man. You got only kid vibes.
Yeah.
Yikes. You can't tell I'm an only child.
After knowing you of course you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're straight crazy, dude.
Yeah, I know.
100%.
It'd have been cool to have like a brother or sister be like, these people are crazy. Right?
They would have hated you.
You know? Brother, sister.
Yeah, think about that. Look at it that
you
way.
He wouldn't be Ian.
I'd be a different person.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's good I was an only child.
Either maybe more well adjusted or even worse. I think it depends whether you were the younger. You would have done well.
As the older. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, as a younger.
Because we're all younger. We're bad news.
Really?
I'm a good kid. What are you talking about? A
lot of comedians are the youngest.
Yeah.
Are they?
Because you have to look. You're looking for the attention.
I thought a lot of comedians are middles.
No, I think it's younger. Oh, that's pretty good. This guy with his subtle fucking industry humor today. Sneaking it in.
Fucking Danny Deep Cuts
on
over
fire.
Here.
Hey, Road Dog Reggie, relax.
Dude, that's
this guy talking.
His light's just lighter.
I know.
You're going to love your lighter cover.
I appreciate it.
I bet $400 I never see this fucking
never
thing.
See it. Took you 6 months to bring the fucking bathroom key back.
I know. Also, we haven't gotten our Christmas gift, and it's March.
What'd I get you?
I don't know. You said it.
Know.
Oh, it's it just got delivered.
Candies.
Whatever you lied about.
I'm trying to help you guys out. I decided you don't need the candies.
So what'd you do with the candy?
I ate them.
Gave them to my kid. He loves
you. I would love to know how many Christmas presents each year you buy for somebody else and just end up keeping for your
I
own.
Get... little candies, and I wrap them, and I give them to little shops in my neighborhood that hook me up throughout the year. I bring them to different clubs and, you know, give them, like, a little candy.
He's a nice guy.
No, he's low rent. He's always looking for a deal.
Looking for an edge.
What are you talking about?
He's always trying to game the system.
You're not friends with your little shopkeepers in your neighborhood?
Not that they give me discounts on anything.
I am now with the dog. The dog in the coffee shop is like
yes.
A hit.
You bring him in?
Yeah, that's encouraged.
Dude, they give you a little,
he's a latte man.
They give you little discounts. You talk to them. Yeah, you get the croissant. I'm friends with everyone. I love being friendly. And then at the end of the year, here, I know you're, you know, Yemenis, but Merry Christmas.
I don't think that's a thing.
Here's a fun size Snickers.
Thanks for all the free coffee this year.
No, it's nice. When
here's
I go to
a
my
nickel.
Little shop, I walk in.
Here's a half-eaten Twix.
They give me what I want ahead of everyone else, and then, you know, it's nice. I like it. Mm-hmm. Give it to my pharmacist, you know?
Cool.
Shout out Vivek, V&A Pharmacy.
No prescriptions needed.
Just a wink and a handshake if you catch my drift. Yeah.
He'd be surprised what a pack of sour.
Yeah, also diagnose
pack of sour Skittles can get you.
All right, this one's from Bernie Sanders.
Nice.
Is it garbage to strip the bed before you leave a hotel?
What?
I don't even get that.
I think that would be nice and classy.
Yeah. Strip it and put it all like in the middle.
I guess
them?
If there's like a lot of
I throw
stuff
the
covered in cum.
Yeah, I throw the towels in the corner.
I try to put my
sure. I try to clean up nice. Don't
what do you
leave
tip?
A mess.
We were just talking about this. What do you
Ooh,
tip?
Interesting.
Let's
Nothing.
Do like you stay a night or you know what do you tip?
I admit I've been bad with
he's,
it.
He's been bad
on the road. I'm bad with it.
Yeah.
On when on vacation,
I give
we make a point.
I give $5 a day.
Really.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't believe you.
Really?
No.
Why?
You're notoriously cheap.
What do you mean I'm notoriously cheap?
He was giving Snickers out to the local
I give,
town.
I
people.
Give candy to people.
You've been trying to sell me a bike for like 3 weeks.
I got you guys gifts. I was going to give it to you. I'm trying to sell it to you.
I was going to give it to you for $750.
Yeah. Hey, that's a steal.
I was
going
to give it
me.
To you for a yeah. deal.
Technically, you're robbing me.
Yeah, and it was coming with a helmet. What are you talking about?
And a lifetime of guilt I'm going to hold over your head.
Yeah. How's the bike, Tobes?
Swear on your mother's life.
Swear on my mother's eyes. $5 a day.
Say the whole sentence.
Swear on my mother's life, I give $5
you.
A day when I stay at a hotel.
I am a
very good tipper.
He's also, in the industry. And he also rolls with the tell, who's a notoriously good tipper.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
You only got to take care of the road, take care of the people, take
yes,
care of the guys.
Good
man.
Of course. Yes. And I tip out, how much do you tip out comedy staff at the club?
We do pretty well on the staff.
Yeah, a lot.
Do. Yeah.
Always.
What do you do? Yeah.
What do we do? You want to know what we do?
Going rate for the waitress?
40 to 50.
It's now 50 since
for the weekend?
We're doing one-nighters.
We do one-nighters.
Yes.
So we hit them 50
yes.
for
we're
the night.
We're gunslingers, in yep. and out.
We hit them 50. We hit the waitress yep. or waiter 50 for the night. And then if the bar or if the security guard is helping with pictures at the meet and greet,
he gets a dub.
He gets a dub.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
If we get something at the bar,
the bartender
they get a dub.
Gets
it. I only get waters. So I'll give, you know, like if I'm just getting waters and I'm literally walking up around, I'll still give like a 20.
Sure.
If it's a headline weekend, I'm giving 50 a night or 100.
Sure.
Have them split it up.
Yeah.
You always got to take care of the staff. Always.
Because they're the ones. It's also too like this is a little behind the curtains, but like the staff, the server has their own section already outside.
Totally.
So it's not like
totally.
They're just chilling in the green room yep. just waiting for you. Yep. It's like. They're leaving the people that are actually
yep.
paying them
yeah.
that night.
You always got to take care of them.
Yeah. But once we started bringing Tommy on the road to open up,
Tommy C.
Now there's four of us in the green room.
Oh, Tommy, no tips. That's what I'm learning.
So
Tommy
goes,
orders three meals.
He goes, I'm learning.
Yeah. Tommy take homes.
Alligator arms.
Yeah. Tommy takeouts.
Tommy
Foley would have paid for this.
Which means Kippy would have paid for this.
Yeah. Tommy usually gets a hot meal.
Yeah, so yep.
it's his only of the day.
Uh-huh.
So it depends on who, but
uses
at least one
shower.
Or two is ordering food, probably.
Yeah.
I might get something to nosh on, and then I'll get a couple of beers. He might get a couple of beers, but it's real low, you know, low stakes.
Yeah.
But you got to take care of them.
You got to. Always.
Yeah.
So $5 a day, huh?
That's good. I'll do
you
five.
Think?
If I don't, I refuse to leave ones just because in my head it feels dismissive.
Right. Yeah.
So if I have like three ones, and a 10, I'll just leave the 10.
Yeah.
Just to be like.
Totally. And I try to leave the room like nice.
I'll definitely. I never leave. If I have trash.
I consolidate all the trash.
Yeah.
I never leave like a whatever, you know.
Yeah, sure. That's why the sheets, I mean, it depends what you did to it.
If you're trying to hide something up to make it not look like you don't want to see.
Well, how do you sleep? Do you untuck? Do you? Because sometimes I'm rolling around and I got the sheets all undone.
I'm
the pillows
untucked.
Are everywhere.
What do you mean untuck? Like how it's tucked underneath?
Yeah, you untuck.
Oh, yeah. I get rid of all that shit.
Yeah.
100%.
No, in Utah, I did late checkout, and I was late on the late checkout, and the woman was, like, waiting, so I gave her a 20. I felt
that's
big,
good.
You know?
You got to take care of them.
Yeah.
Sorry,
good.
I was
it
just
comes
taking
back.
A shit.
When you take care of other people, you get taken care of later. It's good to put out karmatic good into the universe.
I'm big on that now that I have
a couple
of bucks.
Where's my fucking Christmas present? Yeah.
Buddy, save it for next Christmas.
Yeah, right?
Two in one shot.
Yeah, you'll get two fun bite-sized Snickers next year. Think
about
that.
Put them together. That's
Here's
a whole candy
your
bar.
Reese's Pieces. Hold out your hand.
I think it's in the bag. Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Hold your hand down.
I got a quick one that came across my board.
Came across your
Fire
desk.
Fire away, T-Bone.
Yeah. It's for my boy, Willie Griswold.
Okay.
Real name.
Wow.
Really?
A
friend?
She's a beaut, Clark.
I'm back.
He reached out to you and said, hey, I have an Are You Garbage question?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
On the show. He works on the Bob and Tom show out there.
B&T.
Oh, nice.
Have you or anyone in your family ever gotten their hair cut at the mall?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I believe we might have mentioned this because I said that there was this one place at the Plymouth Meeting Mall back in the day that was like hot. Like all my cousins went there. Everybody went there to get it done. It was like a Vidal Sassoon kind of vibe.
Ooh.
A barber shop, on the other hand, in a mall is superior trash.
Yeah, anyone.
With the thing out front spinning around?
Yeah, no.
Real out of
it's
place.
It's always down chain. In the corner, like next to the Boscovs and the Radio Shack or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's always tucked away in that entrance no one goes to. That's a bit. I don't like doing anything that's inside something that, you know what I mean? Like if in the real world they're standalone.
Yeah.
That I can't go to a fucking
Chinese
Starbucks
restaurant in a mall?
Yeah, no, I can't go to a Starbucks in a fucking
We hit that Cheesecake Factory
in a Walmart.
The mall. I thought it was
You're
nice.
You're kidding me. You're not going to the Starbucks at a Target.
Oh, all the fucking time getting some fucking coffee while
that's
door
like
shopping.
Being like I'm not going to a but Starbucks at a rest stop.
No, if I'm at a Target, yes, then I'll go, but I'm not going to get my hair cut at the mall. Just I'm not going to the mall only for a haircut.
So I think I can interpret this. So let's say Kevin worked had a job in the suburbs and he was on his way to work every day. He wouldn't go to the Starbucks at Target
That's
to get
insane.
His morning coffee. He would go to the standalone Starbucks
or a Dunkies. I would.
But
that
I
would choose.
Understand.
But what if it's on the way?
No, that's
the
inconvenience
one.
Of
that's
going.
Weird.
In, the inconvenience of entering a Target parking lot.
Target.
Parking through
what?
Those parking
You're
lots.
Insane.
There's lights in those parking
if it's
lots.
On the
other
the
one's
way,
got drive
then got,
through.
Then you got a 20-yard fucking. You got a 30-yard walk.
That's
in the front
the
door.
Smart play because the other one with the drive through. Everybody's sick of drive through. So you go to the Target for the faster.
No, they're always packed.
That's
they're
insane.
Always packed.
That's insane.
That's why you become friends with them and they hook it up.
Which that's why you give them a candy corn
for,
once
a
year.
For a small bag of goldfish once a year.
Yeah, you're
nuts. You two can get free coffee.
Hey, hold on. You know who's calling right now? A discount is yours.
Kippy, eat that banana right now.
Never, I've never had a banana in my life.
No.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Do
my
it.
Wife was eating one last night, and she went in to kiss me, and like I even like.
Why can't
I
you take a bite
back.
And try it?
I don't
You
want
never
to.
Even had banana runts?
That's not a banana, but yeah, I mean, I've
There's
had banana.
Banana. Flavor.
You've
They're
never had favorite. Something completely different?
Artificial banana flavor is... A-okay. Yeah.
You got to try it, buddy.
I think you don't have to do it right now. I don't want to force you, but I think that's something you have to do.
I'll
before
do
you
it.
Die.
How about this? I'll do it when you lose 20 pounds.
Why?
When I lose 20 pounds, you'll eat a banana?
Sure. So you're never going to eat a banana.
Yes.
I'll agree to those terms. Shake.
Please. Yes.
Fucking safest bet that's ever been made.
I know.
Buddy, I'm never touching a banana.
Woo! Think I give a fuck if this bold prick eats a banana?
And if you die, it doesn't count.
All right.
Low potassium Kippy.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit.
Wow. Never had a banana. Why? It just never came up? Or
never
you having
came across
aversion?
My desk.
He's a fucking weird
kid. Yeah, I have really weird stuff with food.
Odd. Like what else?
I didn't start eating. We just did this in an episode. Was that a public episode we did that?
I can't remember.
Neither can I. I don't think it was. I don't know. I didn't start eating red meat till way later in life. Yeah, like mid-20s probably.
Did you guys know any kids who had to have the plate with the dividers so their food wouldn't touch?
Yeah.
I didn't need it, but I didn't mind it.
What? Now, I'm always mashing food together.
Yeah,
Wait, hold on.
Now that I'm an adult, I'll do it.
Hold on. How do you get your steak cooked?
Typically medium, but if we go out as a group and we order as a group, it'll be medium rare.
He's a man about that stuff.
I was going to say, if you're
but that's
well
only,
done.
That's only new. That's like all...
I'm rare.
For me to order a steak at a restaurant is crazy.
I'm steak rare, Pittsburgh blue, black and blue, charred, cold, red in the middle.
All right, McConaughey.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
Hey, True Detective, relax. You're twirling a beer can.
I want it to still be able to lie to me when it hits the table.
Damn,
I want to feel its pulse circle. Fucking bozo.
This might bring the vibe down a little bit.
Oh, great. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's shift the gears
Someone pull the e-brake.
Yeah.
Big man, hit it.
Hey, hit this exit.
Hey, we're having
sad
too much
town.
Fun.
The thing with the food.
Here we go.
The separating of the food. The first time when I witnessed that, like, saw.
Tell me, it was like,
true poverty
hospice.
Was this really, really poor family that lived in
my house. Woo, baby, sometimes I'm too quick for myself.
Ooh, that kid don't need a banana.
Yeah, fuck your potassium, all right?
It's got all the electrolytes you need. This kid's like a bottle of fucking Gatorade.
God, yo, I gotta pause the camera so I can wipe Foley's brains off the walls.
Pink mist.
He just lost 20 pounds. Fucking head fell off his shoulders.
My wife's trying to climb out the back of the studio. Good piece
God
of business.
Damn. Holy shit.
Anyway, next question's Foley's fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you saying, big guy?
Yeah, hold on. Let's get it back to sad.
I was saying at the bottom of my neighborhood was like a bunch of like older, shittier houses when we lived in Wilkes-Barre.
Uh-huh.
And we used to pick this kid up. He went to my school, but I think that was the only time he ate that was that day at lunch. And it was like OCD. He ate one thing here, one thing there, one thing there, one thing there. And if they ever touched, he like freaked out in the lunchroom. Or if anybody ever like went to touch his food, he would freak out.
Could you relate?
I was the one trying to take his food.
You're not gonna eat that cornbread, are you? It touched the peas.
But we did it.
Shaking
the tray up.
What do you know? You can't eat it. Nummy num num num. There's a hungry, hungry hippo at the cafeteria table.
He's gonna snow shovel. We did have a kid in my third grade class that if you touched any of his food, he wouldn't eat it. And that was, I did that almost every day.
That's where
day.
I did my best work.
Yeah. Like for snack time, when he pulled out a cupcake.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, it's all you had to do was just put your finger on it.
What special needs school did you go to with these freaks? What are you talking about? My God.
They weren't freaks.
Yeah. There was another guy who wore a face mask.
Yeah, you must have been the God King. Jesus Christ.
A face mask. I just pictured like Freddy, like a Jason mask or something.
He's getting wheeled
but
in.
Yeah,
like
that
Animal
kid
Lector.
Joel. I remember like realizing like, oh, fuck. This kid's fucking hemmed up.
Yeah, why don't you name more, give away more of his identity?
I don't think he's still with us.
No, he had the nutrients to survive this long. To bear those cold winters in Wilkes-Barre.
After 3 years of me. Kid never got a piece of protein.
Must hate a burrito.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sad.
Any other, you know, tragically devastating stories you want to bring up? Yeah.
From my childhood?
Yeah. Did any kids have leukemia growing up? Or
yeah, my best friend died when I was in kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah.
From what?
I
ate him.
We were in kindergarten, and I started going to his house, and I went to his house every day and was like, come out and play. And every day his mom told me no, and this went on for like 6 months. And then finally she called
you
my mom.
You couldn't get a hint?
I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. And she called my mom.
There's
was
an
like,
ambulance out front every day. What the hell is he doing in
I've
there?
Had
he got
to,
a generator for his
this.
Dialysis
we need one,
machine.
You have. We need one more for kickball. What's this kid's deal?
She called my mom and said, tell him to stop doing that. I guess he was getting worse and worse. I didn't know he was sick.
Yeah, it was the cancer.
And then, like,
hey, the fat one keeps eating our bushes. Can you keep him off the property?
This kid's a billy goat.
He keeps rummaging through our trash.
No, but then we moved. And then one day I was like, Mom, when can we go up and see your And she was like, oh, you remember that funeral we went to a couple weeks ago? That was his. He passed away.
Wait, you went to the funeral and didn't remember? No.
He's too busy eating the buffet.
Went. Yeah, my parents went.
Where are the finger foods?
Oh, yeah.
God, dude, that's so sad.
Little fat kid, no friends. What are you going to do? I'm going to have to bleep that name.
Are you telling us your autobiography? Bleep that too.
All right. This one's from Luke.
When you shoot this much, you can't miss.
Woo!
Ever use a t-shirt as a pillowcase?
Sure.
Yes.
I did it not too long ago.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
Big fan.
Especially if it's a soft t-shirt.
Oh man.
Babe. It's just perfect for it.
Plus, you can put them on a bunch of pillows, pretend like you got friends.
A couple of body pillows. Hey, Steve. I'm having an orgy tonight.
Watch a movie together. Yeah. That's trash.
All right.
Have you ever taken clothes in a towel and used that as a pillow?
Yeah, definitely clothes been hemmed up when you're jammed up.
I've used towels as blankets before.
Oh, yeah.
Like big beach towels for extended periods of time.
Especially when you're in the middle of the night, especially if you're drunk and you're sleeping somewhere and you're like at your boy's house in the couch or the floor or something. And you'll wake up looking for a blanket, dude. You got like a dish towel, old shoe. Yeah. You're like, fuck, anything you can Kleenex. Do to cover your body.
Fuck, you got the Christmas tree over top of you.
It's bad, dude. Anything.
Wake up
cover.
With the dog on you.
Have you ever blown up the bag from a box of wine and used that as a pillow?
What? No. That's pretty good, though.
What are you, his childhood friend? What the fuck is happening?
What, when you were riding
here?
The rails? That is crazy.
Yeah, I fucking partied, dude.
And when you leave your knapsack in the other car?
Yeah.
Holy God. Shit, dude.
That's a clutch move after a house
Holy
party.
Shit. You ever stand around a fire and cook a can of beans?
You ever been a hobo? You ever have the rail guard chase you out of the field? That's next level
you
crazy.
You blew up a bag of wine as a pillow?
Yeah, and not only is this not a me move, it's like a ubiquitous party move, dude. Everybody
easy,
knows
that. Easy with the big words there, Buttons.
Yeah. I'm going to take it as offense.
Huh? Yo, glasses that thick, you'd think you'd know them.
Should have seen that one coming, though.
Woo! Oh, my God. Can you repeat it? I don't speak hobo.
Oh, man.
You know what? You're not getting that bike.
And I can't do it for that original price. Gang, Cousin Ian, ladies and gentlemen.
This will be coming out this week, so plug your dates.
What do you got?
Yes.
Where are you going to be?
This week, as in...
This is coming out. It'll be out Thursday.
I love it. April 1st and 2nd, Vermont Comedy Club. Come on out. Burlington, Vermont. Headline of the weekend. I'm bringing Jordan Jensen with me. It's going to be a blast.
Vermont, go see Ian. He's a murderer.
He's the best.
Thank
we love
you.
Him. Thank you.
iAnimal69, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Sopranos Prima Volta. And bye, guys.
And don't feed him because he'll never leave.
That's right.
Kippy, what do we got?
With me.
Guys.
Gonna be in Cali?
We're going to be in Cali this week. LA is sold out, but there's tickets for
La Jolla.
La Jolla Comedy Store as well as Cobb's Comedy in SF. I want to be cool.
Then Pittsburgh, Detroit. Denver, Buffalo.
Can he do it?
We'll be back in Chicago.
Chicago, Rosemont. Chicago, there's only a couple tickets left for the Old Town show, so fucking get them.
Oh, Zanies is great.
Yeah, we'll be at Rosemont as well.
Phoenix.
Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and Denver.
Woo! Can't wait to get to Denver.
Dates. Get your fucking tickets. Come out to a live show. Also, we've been forgetting to plug it. It's been available. There's merch available. All the t-shirts we've ever had are available.
Bonfire.com/areyougarbage?
Wow. Something along those lines. It'll be in the description. You can go get them. People have been clamoring for
all the classics.
Yes.
We love you. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Adios.